Hello, I am calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
What?
Yeah, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes? No?
I'm older.
Okay, and just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Here are your options, white Caucasian, Black African American, mixed including Black AA, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed not including Hispanic or Latino.
American. African American.
Native American, you said?
If that's how you want to put it.
No, among the options, let me, it's white Caucasian, black African American, mixed including black AA, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, mixed not including Hispanic or Latino.
I am a mix.
Okay, thank you.
African American.
Oh. Black African American?
I don't know what I am. Let's just put it this way. My mom planted of Indian, my dad's African. Okay, whatever that is. He's African American.
Okay, okay, thank you. And what is your age?
75.
Okay, thank you. All right, and I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Here are the options, definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote.
Probably would, depending on who's on the polling.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? So here are the options. Much more important, somewhat less important, much less important, about the same.
I can't answer these questions. I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Here are the options. Very satisfied, very dissatisfied.
Concern a little bit. I don't know. I'm just in a wondering state now. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president? Here are your options. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Well, like I said, I can't answer this because you don't really know what people are doing until they get in and they do what they want to do anyway, so I don't know.
Okay, Thank you.
I don't think I would be the, I don't know how to put this here. I'm just not the right person to ask that question. I don't even know that person.
Well, it's just an opinion survey we're conducting about the issues facing your community and the nation. Just an opinion survey. Your opinions are really important. And just a few minutes more. And here's the next question. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead? The options are keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead.
More like keeping up.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Now, raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
That's supposed to be a 5, I guess.
Thank you. Reducing crime and violence.
What was that?
Yeah. Reducing crime and violence.
Reducing it?
Reducing crime and violence, yes.
I don't see any of it reducing. I mean, it's still going around, you know. But... what are you saying, that someone, this lady you're talking about, she's going to find a way to reduce it?
How would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, how important a voting issue it is for you?
I don't know.
So...
I don't know.
How would you rate reducing crime and violence?
How would I rate reducing crime and violence?
Yes.
If we could get it done, I would rate it as you know, as in the highest power. If we could find a way to get it done.
Right, but for these questions, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns, right? What I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting is for you. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. So reducing crime and violence, how would you rate it? All right, thank you. And improving K through 12 public school education?
Did you say reducing it?
No, the next one in the list, it says in K through 12 public school education.
Okay. You want me to write that?
Yes.
guess it's just not, I don't know. I can't rate that. Like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So next one is addressing the Black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
Maybe you should give this survey to somebody else, because I don't think I quite...
Well, just want to hear your opinions. It's an opinion survey.
No, looking at the school system, it's, in some places it's okay, in some places it's messed up, so I can't wait. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Next one, it will be lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Seeing that I'm not on any prescription drugs, I don't think I'd be the one to answer that either.
Okay, so how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
Well, for the people, I do know a lot of people who do need help, so I said to lower it, I would give it a 10.
Thank you. And banning assault weapons?
What was that?
Yeah, banning assault weapons.
Assault weapons. Finally, I don't think that should be taken away because people breaking in and all that old stuff, and I don't know. No matter who had their weapon, they want to keep them. Especially the senior citizen who live alone.
Right, and how would you rate that? Zero being not important at all, 5 somewhat important, or 10 most important?
Now, if I say non-important, am I saying that, or they shouldn't take them? If I rate it a high rate, am I saying they should be taken? I can't answer this stuff if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, just your opinion. How would you rate it?
I don't know. I suppose everybody wants to keep
okay. Okay, and all right, the next one. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. How would you rate that on a scale of 0 being not important at all, 5 being somewhat important, and 10 most important?
Well, I don't believe in abortion, but everybody have an option to keep them, you know, to protect themselves, and when you take the abort, you're taking a life.
Okay, how would you rate it?
Abortion.
It's protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Not protecting. I don't know. I just don't think it ought to be done.
Okay. And next one, and the last one, expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl?
Well, we need that service. People need that help. It's just some out there. I mean, they go through bad things and they fall in a predicament where they wasn't even trying to get there and they need help.
Okay, and how would you rate it from 0 being not important at all, 5 somewhat important, or 10 most important?
I don't know how I'm voting here. 10 means I'm always taking it away, or 0 non-important. I don't think they ought to take it away. Is that what I'm saying?
Well, just you're just giving your opinion. Which one do you choose? Or how would you rate it in this case?
These people need help. I don't know how to rate it though, but they need help.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose 2, and here are your options. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable?
I guess college could be more affordable. It's kind of steep. So I don't know.